Yo, what up? It's your boy.
Yo, wouldn't it feel great to bounce back rejuvenated and energized no matter what life tried to throw your way? In this episode of the Holistic Life Podcast, me and Jenny,
we put on our coaching hats here and we basically talk about overwhelm, anxiety, burnout, stress, and basically give you some tools, some tricks of the trade you can use right now to start to, I'm not going to say eliminate, but reduce the amount of overwhelm you're having in ways you can eliminate it potentially from your life. Because you guys need to stop pouring for an empty cup. You can't help the people out there you say you want to help if you're running on E. And we all know these gas prices are high right now, and that's emotionally as well. So check it out. And let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Hit it.
Listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny.
Yeah, I'm just here for the snacks.
Ooh, snacks. And that's Jay. And we are diving into some different topics that surround and, you know, speak into the lives of entrepreneurs and high-achieving professionals who are possibly in the hustle and grind. Let's just face it, you are, but maybe you haven't actually admitted it yet that you hustle and grind.
I think we should save that for an episode, because I could go either way. You know what I'm saying? So like, some people might be like, yo, but hustle and grind, yo, I love the hustle and grind. And other people might be like, oh my God, I hate the hustle and grind. So yeah.
I just took notes on that. So we will definitely do another episode of that. But the reason I brought that up is because today we are going into overwhelm and chatting a little bit about what is overwhelm. How do we come back with it? How do you overcome it? How do you even recognize it? I think that some of us have operated for so long in a state of overwhelm that sometimes you don't feel it until everything's about to fall apart.
I completely agree with that.
Obviously, that's not the story for everybody, but I'm thinking about coming from my background as an high-achieving A-type sales professional. I felt like I managed overwhelm pretty well, but in all reality, I probably didn't, right?
I mean, overwhelm shows up. It shows up differently for everybody. There's no... I feel there's common denominators, you know, there's certain patterns, but it shows up for people differently and people handle it differently.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. Because of course, we can't speak to every single type of overwhelm in the world and every single type of scenario, but we really just want to talk about it from our experience and even help you to maybe notice where your actions, behaviors, thoughts may even be contributing to overwhelm and causing you to feel even more like worn out, edge of burnout, like all those things. Whatever words resonate with you, because some people don't resonate with all those words, but it's basically like, I feel like overwhelm can happen in a moment or it can also be happening over time. What I mean is, for me, one of the things that happens to me when I feel overwhelmed is, let's say we have a coaching call, you know, an hour or two coaching call with a coach that we've hired, especially if it's like a business coach or someone giving us a strategy or talking about all these different things, right? So my personal style in those calls is I'm taking all the notes. I'm wanting to capture all the essence. I want to implement everything they said because I'm paying for them, right? And so I come off of the call and I feel overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, where do we even start? I have also felt before like, wow, there's so much we need to change based on all that conversation. And I feel overwhelmed. And so that's the first thing, is you can cause overwhelm by feeling like you need to take it all on at the same time. You finish a book or you listen to everything all at once, or, you know, you feel responsible for everything in the company or everything in your life or whatever. Like, you're trying to take on everything at the same time. Because usually what happens in that conversation with Jay is he's already filtered out all the things that don't apply or don't apply right now or are irrelevant. Like, I have literally, like, taken everything like a sponge and feeling like, okay, if I'm going to get the most out of this investment, I have to do everything.
That sounds stressful. I sit here thinking, I'm like, I got a headache.
And I can see where you're coming from, because I think where I'm at in my own personal journey is I am getting sick and tired of my behaviors and cycles that cause me to feel more stress overall. Mm-hmm. And I know we've talked a lot about stress and we've talked about some different things in past podcasts. And once again, I feel like a lot of these behaviors, these things that are showing up in your life, stress, overwhelm, possibly anxiety. I know there's some clinical ways here. We're not going down any clinical paths. We're just talking about, like, these things that show up as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as professionals, where a lot of it is rooted in the stories that we're telling or how we're reacting to the information, or maybe, you know, how we organize the information in our brain or the pressure and expectations we put on ourselves. Like, a lot of the episodes that we have in the Holistic Life podcast are little pieces of the puzzle that, at least I feel like for me, a lot of these things, I'm bringing on more overwhelm because the way that I am receiving the information and telling myself what's next, I'm causing the overwhelm, which then leads to stress, because now I'm stressed out because I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. I'm sitting into anxiety and worried about the future versus focusing on the now, right?
Right.
And so if we're talking about, like, overwhelm, so many people, like, we just finished some certifications and so many people in the certifications were like, I'm overwhelmed. And even just think about, like, saying you're overwhelmed. I don't know. This is what we do as coaches. And sometimes we do for ourselves. And this can happen between Jay and I, or Jay does a lot of it internally. But if you're like, I'm overwhelmed. Okay, pause. Why? Why do you feel that way? Is this an automatic response that you've just been saying your whole life? And therefore you continue to set up your life to continue to be like a self-fulfilling prophecy in some ways that you are overwhelmed?
I'm thinking about, as you say that, is thinking about the past three certifications we've done, and all those, it was a recurring theme. You know, oh, I'm overwhelmed. I don't think I'm going to make the deadline. Oh, it's so much information, whatever, whatever, whatever. And I remember on one of the calls, the last certification I was in, and it was definitely high level, but they have to compact so much information in a short amount of time. And I said that last time and you were like, oh, it's 3 or 4 months. And I'm like, yeah, but still, this is a lot of information in a short period of time, you know, because people go to school for some of this stuff for years, mm-hmm. you know, and they had these Q&A calls where you could come on, you know, raise your hand and ask questions or whatever. And one of the ladies, she was like, I need to do everything because I need to know what my client is going to experience. So the only way for me to do that is to do everything. And with this certification and my job and everything else, I'm overwhelmed because I can't do it all. And you guys need to fix this right now. And I'm like laughing. And I'm like, why is it their job to fix it when they told you, you know, you don't need to do everything that we're telling you? Because what we're giving you is, we're basically giving you a fire hose worth of information on full blast and not expecting you to consume it all in these 3 or 4 months, because a lot of this stuff won't start to kick in until you start to apply it. But people do that. They get caught up in that, oh, I need to have it all. I need to learn it all. And if I can't, something's wrong. Or you need to fix it because this is the way I'm used to doing it. It's the resistance to chilling the fuck out. Sit it down.
Which we do have a previous episode called CTFO, which stands for chill the fuck out. that may be a good one to go back and listen to after this if you are feeling a lot of overwhelm.
But yeah, and it's just it's interesting because we sometimes, if we're honest with ourselves, we want to be stuck where we are. We say we want change. We say we want to be better. But the comfort of that craziness and chaos. And as I'm saying it, you might be listening and being like, yo, that's crazy. But where in your life does it show up for you? Where does it show up that, like, you want to keep on, this is a very dramatic example, so excuse me, you want to keep on banging your head against the wall and expecting someone else to fix it because you can't get through the wall the way you want to get through the wall and there's a door directly to your left?
I mean, I feel like we could definitely go into a whole nother podcast, because even based on what I've been experiencing in my own life, that isn't necessarily overwhelm, but is more to what you're talking about. You know, I've been stuck in the same pattern, and for some reason it's given me a sense of peace, you know, as much as it frustrates the fuck out of me. Let me rephrase, because I don't think it's peace, but a sense of, like you said, security, you know. And so let's go back into overwhelm. So examples of when it shows up. One, sometimes when you start something new, you feel and experience overwhelm. Two, anything that stretches you, you may feel overwhelmed. Three, anything you do beyond your current means, which is a lot of what we've already really given examples on. Now, here's the thing. Not all overwhelm is bad. But like Jay said, it's asking yourself and reflecting, where is this showing up? Why is this showing up? Where do I feel overwhelmed? What triggers are in place that then lead to me feeling overwhelmed? And the thing is if you are feeling overwhelmed, there are some really simple things that you can do. You can slow down your emotional state and calm your nervous system. So you can breathe, take deep breaths, you can meditate, you can get out in nature, something to slow you down to help you move from an emotional mind to a rational mind. You can ask yourself, how can I organize this rationally for me to be able to start and do this in a bite-sized format? And if you really just slow down when you feel overwhelmed and really look and just put yourself in the present moment, your overwhelm can reduce by 80%. Now, if you're having a lot of overwhelm in your life, and let's say you begin overwhelm and stress and you hire us and you work with us, like the first thing we're going to do is help you to get out of that pain of that stress and overwhelm, right? Now, how will we do that? Well, we're going to back up and see, what does your schedule look like? Where are the triggers? What are the things that are causing you to feel overwhelmed? Where are you overstretching yourself? Where are your boundaries out of alignment? Where are you, you know, putting pressure on yourself, unnecessary pressure on yourself, right? We're going to dive in and really help you to uncover those things, which you can also do on your own. Sometimes we are not willing to do it on our own because what Jay just said, you know, we're like stuck in that cycle.
It doesn't feel good, but it feels good.
Yeah. And sometimes, like I said, not all overwhelm is bad. It could just be excitement. So if we slow down and we're able to take the breath and we're able to really organize this rationally to be able to chunk it down into like little steps that we can take, sometimes we can start to see it from a new perspective. But also, like, I feel like a lot of this episode, at least for me, what I can relate to is when you're just like so in it, you feel overwhelmed like a lot, often.
I think that's where the awareness comes in. Like you said, like finding those triggers. If you're finding yourself overwhelmed, stressed out, whatever word you choose to do, like start noticing where it happens and look for that trigger. Because if you start to notice that trigger, and yes, we talk about triggers a lot, and we're going to keep on talking about triggers, because the more you hear it, the more it's going to be a part of your life. And you're going to be like, hey, I remember when Jenny and Jay said triggers, I'm noticing triggers, you know, so that's the whole point. So yes, triggers, and you're noticing those things. So right before it happens, or when you see that button being pushed or that trigger getting ready to be pulled, you can stop and be like, huh? Yeah, let me back up out of this situation because I know where it's going to go. Instead of being like, oh my God, why am I so stressed out? And a lot of times we know the triggers. We know the triggers, but we just, I don't know, for some strange reason, think that's the way things have to be.
Maybe too. Like you said, we think that's the way things have to be, but maybe we've never seen a model of possibility of how it could be otherwise. and or we don't believe that the model's a possibility.
I think that one more than anything. Because I think if you're open to opportunities all around you, you're going to see those models. But believing that can be your life and for you, for whatever reason, we put blocks on ourselves. We put limits on ourselves. And I'm not just talking about limiting beliefs. I'm just talking about like just because I am talking about limiting beliefs. But just, you know, the confidence you have in yourself, like seeing somebody else and being like, oh, wow, they're so lucky or whatever. That could never be me. Like, why not? Why couldn't it be you? They're doing it. Why couldn't you?
I mean, now we're getting into like deep rooted beliefs because I think about just something like, you know, someone's overwhelmed and they're taking on everything in their business, their life, right? And you're like, yeah, you know, just chill out, work 2 hours a day or 4 hours a day, 4 hour work week. And it's like, that's not possible because in your reality at that moment, and maybe everything leading up to it, and maybe you've even had a lot of success, even though you've been operating from an overwhelmed frame of mind and life, you've had a lot of success. So to even fathom that a 4 hour work week is even possible because you're working 400 hours in a work week, you're like, there's no way. There's too much. I have too many things to do, not enough time. I'm taking on all these projects and doing all these things is exciting. Plus, I got my family, right? Like, whatever's leading into that. The thing is this is once again a matter of chunking it down from a belief standpoint. If you're working 400 hours a week, it's going to be very tough for you to figure out and imagine and believe that working 4 hours a week is even going to be possible. So then it's like, okay, if I want to reduce my workload, how can I work 300 hours this week? 350. Like, what is the amount that you can...
375.
Right. What is the amount that doesn't absolutely overwhelm you where you feel like you could start to back off to relieve yourself? You know, if as you start looking at your calendar, what are some things that you can remove from your duties, tasks, the things that you're responsible for, your set of responsibilities? Are there some things that you can start to remove? Yeah, maybe you've committed for the next 2 months or something. Okay, fine. When that agreement comes up in 2 months, you're not taking it on for a renewal. You're not saying yes to that thing after. So yes, you've got in the moment to be able to slow you down because like Jay said, like in the course or when you're reading something or listening to something, you're trying to figure out, oh my God, I don't know, I'm overwhelmed. I mean, if you believe in law of attraction and law of resonance, is that when you say you're overwhelmed and you really feel that emotionally and you continue to tell people you're overwhelmed and you have the story of being overwhelmed, you're going to continue to attract that into your life.
Right.
But it does take two. It's what you're saying, believing, and feeling, but also what we said, the actions to be able to reduce and relieve and overcome the overwhelm.
Yep.
Jay, I guess, do you feel like we've covered it all? Because I could just, by the way you went, yerp, that's like, oh, that's like a Jay closing.
No, I mean, this is one of those conversations where there's a lot of takeaways, there's a lot of insightful things, but it really depends on the individual. And especially if you're looking for help, the right word, if you want to change, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling burnt out and, you know, you're not liking the trajectory of your life right now and you're really looking to change some things, that's one of those conversations you should reach out and have with a coach, a mentor, you know, somebody who can actually talk about your specific challenge or obstacle and help you with that.
Totally agree. And of course, you can always DIY. Sometimes DIY leads you to even more overwhelm.
I mean, yeah,
I say that from personal experience.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, there's nothing wrong with DIY or whatever. You know, you might not be in a financial position to hire a coach or whatever. I get it. I understand. Been there, done that. But with DIY, I feel you got to be a certain type of individual to get real benefits from DIY. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people need that accountability. And it's not only the accountability, but the connection with someone else that they can kind of talk through what's going on and someone to reflect back and for them to be like, ah, yeah, wow, never really saw it like that, but you're right.
So we'd love to connect with you. We'd love to hear what's coming up for you listening to this episode. Even, hey, maybe you have listened to this and you've already overcome overwhelm, or you have some really great tools that you want to share. We'd love to hear the tools that have worked for you. And so reach out to us on social media. I mean, I was just thinking about this the other day. You know, you go through and you're like, hey, here's where to find me. But I feel like a lot of people, and probably a lot of you who are listening to this, like, you know where to go. You're like, cool, I know they're Jenny and Jay Holla, 2J Holla. I'm going to hit them up on Instagram. Like, you know where to go. So we could tell you, hit us up on Instagram. Find us. Let us know. Shoot us an email. Whatever works for you. But we'd love to hear. We'd love to connect with you. Jenny is craving connection in life that is beyond our travels. Like, I want to connect with people, man. I want to go deeper. I want to, you know, really hear what's going on and help you. And you know what? I know, and Jay knows, that not everything's about like closing a client. We're just wanting to help transform lives and make a huge impact in this world, because the more people that we can help with overwhelm and stress and living their best life and loving what they're doing, the better the world's going to be. Because more people can then, you know, spread their happiness and spread their joy to the next person, and be inspiration and models of possibility. All right, we'll see you on the next episode.
Holla!
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.